Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm excited about having our good friend Sean Worthington back on the show. Sean is a professor of computer science at Butte College of Northern California. He's one of our top cybersecurity experts, one of the top in the planet. He's actually created a platform, a cryptocurrency platform, and a cryptocurrency that doesn't involve Bitcoin, but nevertheless, he's a Bitcoin blockchain expert, and he's our good friend Sean. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me.
Also, Beyond Bitcoin: The Future of Digital Currency. That's his book. I encourage you to check it out. Hey, Sean, let's take a segment and just kind of remind people, because there are still people who are plugging into this. There are still people who are really otherwise very well connected and educated and well read, who are still just now coming up to terms with the whole crypto world, the crypto technology, the cryptocurrencies that are mounted and delivered by some kind of a platform, in Bitcoin's case, the blockchain, in Cloudcoin's case, your cloud technology that you created, and so let's talk a little bit about that. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. Nakamoto created it, and he simultaneously created a technology called blockchain from some older technologies to deliver it. Now, go ahead with that.
Yeah, so the blockchain is at the heart of it, and the blockchain is just a database, but it's a database that has some unique properties. One of those properties is that it doesn't have an owner. And so most databases are owned by corporations or by governments or by individuals, but the blockchain is one of the first databases in which I call it a superbase, because it kind of belongs to the human superorganism, and that brings us to the next unique quality, and that it has something I call data supremacy. That means that hackers cannot hack it, governments cannot shut it down, and even the people that owned it, even the people that created it to begin with, mm-hmm. cannot shut it down. Some companies built it, and they're still in business. I mean, they're out of business, but
blockchain is still there. It's an open source technology, isn't it? Basically,
that's right. You can see into how it works, and so that gives people a lot of confidence.
And replicate it. You can replicate it like crazy, right? You can just keep replicating it.
That's right. That's how it gets its fault tolerance, and in that it's on so many different servers that even if you were to hack into one, it would synchronize and heal itself, basically.
Right. Well, one of the ways I try to explain blockchain to people who don't understand it, and I've spent a lot of time talking about it. I'm still learning. By the way, folks, you never stop learning about this thing. It just keeps growing and expanding in capability. I think of it if you look inside of a computer, there's a platform in there that includes a hard drive, a modem, some kind of graphics information, the motherboard, all these different things are plugged in to drive that computer, like a pegboard that you put all these little components in, and I think a blockchain platform that we would use, I think of it like that. You called it a database, but if it were you thought of it as a pegboard, you plug in a proof of work capability. If something got done, then this happens. You plug in a contract, a smart contract. You plug in a payment system. Lots of different kind of things that work off of each other. What do you think? Is that an elementary way to explain it?
Well, yeah, it's a system in which you can write transactions to it, and you can read the transactions that have happened. You can actually write any kind of file or information to it, but you can't go back and delete that information, mm-hmm. and you can't update it or change the information. And so it's something that grows and grows and grows and gets bigger and bigger with every insert.
Well, you can change it, but if you create the blockchain and distribute it across the network, you can change it, but only you with the access to it can change it, right? And then that distributes across the network, right?
Well, you can insert new records, for example, if you're tracking who owns what land or who owns what cryptocurrency, you can put a transaction on there that shows that it changed hands. Right. But that's an insert. But so you can't go back and change the transactions that have already happened.
So the update would be the change. You can't change what you originally did, but you can update it if you have access to it. And folks, I know it's complicated. We're going to talk more about this after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.